I want to look at the book of Deuteronomy. In Deuteronomy, there's a verse that just stood out. I was talking to my wife last week about this, and it just really jumped out at me. In Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse number 5, it says, "Nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing to you, because the Lord your God loves you." There's so many things in our lives, and maybe you feel this way today in your life. There's so many things that kind of come against us. There's so many times that it just feels like life is conspiring against us to rob us of our joy, to rob us of our peace, to take away the good things. How many times have you thought to yourself, if not even said, you know, things just don't work out for me? How many times have you even said, well, sometimes I just feel like I'm cursed? I mean, maybe you've not even said that, but maybe you thought that in your mind. Maybe you thought things just never work out for me. Maybe I'm cursed somehow. Maybe God doesn't love me. Maybe I've gone so far from the Lord that he can't possibly love me or do for me. I'm sure all of us at one time or another have had those kind of thoughts, entertained them, and possibly even spoken those kinds of things. Life can make us feel like we are not blessed. But I love this verse because this is such a great encouragement. "Nevertheless, the Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing to you, because the Lord your God loves you." Now, if you go back to the story of Balaam, and I think we're all familiar with it, but this is a great story from the book of Numbers. And this is as the Israelites are preparing to cross over. They're preparing to cross over and take possession of the promised land. In fact, they've already begun that process. And we have King Balak, who is watching and seeing the Israelites come, and he's watching to see what they've done to the Amorites. And he's looking, and his nation is Moab, and he's thinking, I see millions of Israelites, and I see the amazing things that God is doing through them, and he's fearful. He's afraid of what's coming. And so he sends out for Balaam. Balaam is not a quick jaunt to go find Balaam. Balaam is way up by the Euphrates River. So this is a hike. This is a piece of road to travel to get to Balaam. But he sends messengers because Balaam is one who is able to prophesy and is able to foresee, so he claims the future. And so he wants Balaam to come down, and he wants Balaam because the king views Balaam as one with spiritual insights and one with spiritual powers. He wants Balaam to come and curse the Israelites, because the king knows there's no way he can defeat the Israelites. And he also has seen what God has done through the Israelites, and he wants to put a curse on those people. This is his last straw, his last hope. So he sends for Balaam. Balaam initially actually hears from God. God speaks to him and says, these are my people. They're blessed. They're not cursed, and you will not curse them. Three times, King Balak tries to get Balaam to come down to Moab and to speak a curse. And finally, Balaam comes. But as we all know the story, three times, Balaam was asked to speak a curse over the Israelites, and he couldn't do it. His mouth wouldn't do it. He would not speak a curse. And what he knew from God was, you cannot curse what is blessed. That was a hard lesson for King Balak to learn. Doubt he ever actually learned it. It was a really hard lesson for Balaam to learn. And it's a lesson that sometimes slips by us as well. Because the point of the matter is, whoever you are today, whatever you might be faced with, whatever you're dealing with, if you're a child of God, you're blessed. You're not under the curse. The curse has been removed through Jesus Christ. You're no longer under the curse. You're blessed. You have the favor of God upon you. If you look through Deuteronomy and you look at the list of the blessings and the list of the cursings, those blessings are awesome. The cursings are not for you. The blessings are yours. All of those things that are promised in the blessings are yours. You can look through all the promises in the New Testament and find that those promises are yours because of who you are in Jesus Christ. And yet I would say that for the most part, we tend to live our lives not really believing or acting like we believe that we're blessed. Most of the time, we act like we believe we're cursed, and we're not. This is what God says to us in Deuteronomy, referring to that story of Balaam and the Israelites and King Balak's attempt to get Balaam to speak a curse over them. "Nevertheless, The Lord your God would not listen to Balaam, but the Lord your God turned the curse into the blessing to you, because the Lord your God loves you. That's a truth that you can take, you can hold on to today in your life. It doesn't matter what you might be faced with today. You can rest in this assurance. You are blessed by God because God loves you. Have you done something to earn that? No, absolutely not. But it's what God gives us through Jesus Christ. It's what he's given us. He's given us that ability to come boldly before him. The veil's been removed. There's nothing that keeps you and me from God, except for you and me and our choices. God loves you. Why does he bless you? Because you earn it? Because of your works? Because of something you've done that is really outstanding that made him take notice of you and say, wow, that is really a special individual. That was a good creation on my part. That person is sharp. I love them. I'm going to bless them. No, he blesses because he simply loves you. You're loved and you're blessed by God. The Lord your God would not listen to Balaam. You know what? The enemy every day is trying to speak into your mind. And every day the enemy is trying to remind you and tell you of your own. He's trying to remind you of your own faults and failures. And he's trying to tell you that because of those faults and failures, you cannot possibly expect to be blessed by God. And you cannot possibly expect to be walking in and moving in the blessings of God. You can't expect that. There's an enemy of your soul who wants you to remember every mistake you've made and even the wrong thoughts. You know what? This is what the enemy will do sometimes. He'll put a thought in your head. He'll put a wrong thought in your head, and then he'll convict you for having that thought and tell you, you just thought that. What kind of person are you? You're certainly not the kind of person that can receive the blessings of God. You can't expect that. Every day the enemy is reminding you of your faults and trying to tell you that you're not worthy of the blessings. But God is reminding us here in Deuteronomy chapter 5 that the Lord your God is not, he didn't listen to Balaam. As Balaam was attempting, and he was, Balaam was attempting to speak a curse over the Israelites. Now he didn't, because he wouldn't. But even if he had, and even the things that Balak was saying, God is saying here, he's telling you today as you read Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse number 5, God wouldn't listen to the curse. He wouldn't hear the curse. When the enemy says to you, you can't expect the good things, you can't expect the blessings of God, you can't expect to receive from God. When the enemy tries to convince you that you're cursed and not blessed, when the enemy tries to get you to take that curse, God doesn't even hear that. Doesn't even hear it because he sees you through the blood of Jesus Christ. He sees you as one that he loves. Here's the part I love. But the Lord your God turned the curse into a blessing to you because the Lord your God loves you. The Lord turned that curse into a blessing. Whatever is a curse in your life, God turns it around for your good and to his glory. Whatever is a curse in your life, God can turn that and will turn that. And that's what you have to see, and that's what you have to believe. That's what you have to look at today. Look and see that in all the things in your life, God is turning those things. All those things that appear to be curses, God is turning those things around to be a blessing for you. Now, if we go back into Numbers chapter 22, this is what it says in chapter 22, verse number 23. Now, Balak the king has already sent out, and Balaam has now come. Balaam has come for the purpose that the king said, listen, if you will curse the Israelites, I'm going to pour out abundantly on you. I'm going to give you great honor. And he's already sent lots of rewards for Balaam in the anticipation that Balaam will speak this curse over the Israelites. I want to read the first three verses of chapter 23. It says, and Balaam said to Balak, Balak is the king, build me here seven altars and prepare. I'm sorry, let's go back to that was 23. Let's go back to verse number 22. Verse number 22, chapter number 22, verse number 3 says, and Moab was terrified at the people and full of dread because they were many. Moab was distressed and overcome with fear because of the Israelites. You know, this is not the way we look at ourselves, but it's the way we should look at ourselves. Moab looked at the Israelites and he saw a people that were blessed by God, and he knew he didn't stand a chance because they were blessed by God. That statement is even more true for you today because the curse has been removed by Jesus Christ. The curse has been removed. And you and I that have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you and I that have made that proclamation and made that choice for Jesus Christ, we're not under the curse, and there is no curse. We are blessed because God loves us. We are blessed, and the abundance of his blessing is poured out upon us. It's poured into us. But here's the other thing. You know, we look at the enemy, and we sometimes think the enemy is going to bring us down. He's going to destroy us. He's going to put some dreadful disease on us. He's going to do something to make our lives miserable. Do you want to get a good look at the enemy's perspective? Spiritually? You want to look at it from his eyes? It's the same perspective that Balak has. He looks and he sees a people that are blessed, and it causes him to be fearful. Do you know why Satan tries to attack? Do you know why Satan tries to deceive? Do you know why he whispers those things in your ears and tells you, tries to remind you of your failings, your shortcomings, and tell you that because of those shortcomings, you can't possibly expect to be blessed? Do you know why he does that? Because he looks at you and he is fearful, because he sees someone that has Jesus Christ in him. And sir, in you. He looks and he sees Jesus Christ in you, and he knows he doesn't have a chance. He knows that he is already defeated. He knows that you have all the power that you require to walk in victory and to overcome and to walk into the fullness of the blessings that God has for you. He knows that he can't stop you, but he also knows that you can stop you, that I can stop me. And the way we stop ourselves is by disbelieving, is by believing that we're under the curse. Because if I believe that I'm cursed, if I believe that things are not going to work out in my life, if I believe that because of my shortcomings and my failings, I'm not worthy, well, it's true, I'm not worthy. But if I believe I haven't received, if I believe those things, that is not faith. In fact, that's saying that you disbelieve what Jesus did for you. What Jesus did for you and I was to give us victory in all things. And if I think that I'm cursed, if I think that I cannot, because of who I am, that I cannot enjoy the blessings, the favor, the victories of God, then I've stopped myself, because there is no faith there. And with no faith, God can't operate and bring those blessings into my life. Those things which he's established for me. I'm the one that's chosen to place myself in the position of one who's under the curse. When I'm not, I position myself there, but it's not where I belong. It's not where you belong. You see, Balak, King Balak looked and he was fearful. He saw the people. He saw what God was doing, and he was fearful because he knew he was defeated. When the enemy looks at you, he's fearful because he sees Jesus Christ in you, and he knows he's defeated. But he also knows his only hope is to get you to doubt who you are in Christ, to doubt that you are blessed. His only hope is to get you to start believing that it's all based upon your works. If he can get you to believe that your works or your shortcomings matter, that your shortcomings are greater than Christ's ability by his blood shed to overcome those things, if he can get you to believe those things, he can hold you back and keep you from walking in all those blessings. Through Jesus Christ, we are free from the curse. Through Jesus Christ, we are not under the curse, but we are under blessing. When Satan is telling you, when he's whispering into your ear that you're not worthy, he's whispering those thoughts because he's afraid of what Christ can do through you. He's afraid you're going to start enjoying those blessings. He's afraid you're going to start to see those healings taking place. He's afraid you're going to start to see your finances turned around. He's afraid you're going to start to see your marriages and your relationships with your children healed and restored. He's afraid you're going to start to walk in mental stability and health and wholeness. He's afraid that you're going to become who you can be and should be in Jesus Christ. And that's why he wants you to focus on the curses. That's why he wants you to see yourself, not as one who's blessed, but one who's cursed. You and I are not under the curse. You and I walk in the blessings of Jesus Christ. And in the same way, if Satan tries to bring a curse against you, it's the same thing that happened, which we just saw in that verse to start things off. Deuteronomy chapter 23, verse number 5. God turns those curses into blessings. If someone tries to curse you, God's going to turn it into a blessing. And you need to believe that and receive that today. Watch how that changes your day.